This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So with the women in the military and women serving on submarines now, the U.S. Navy has had to redesign the subs. They say every submarine in the U.S. fleet was designed with the height, the reach, and the strength of men in mind. They say from the way valves are placed to the way display screens are angled, according to ABC News. And they say it's going to change. With women now serving aboard submarines, defense contractor Electric Boat is designing what will be the first Navy subs built specifically to accommodate female crew members. Okay, now as a lady, okay, I am very comfortable with a lot of the guys' heights. And a lot of the guy, in fact, like, you know, toilet seats. I cannot stand when the toilet seat is lower because I got real bad knees. If my knees are higher than my pelvis when I am sitting on a toilet seat, I can't get up. Right? You know, I was in a bathroom one day. I told you guys about this. And it's one of those bathrooms, you know, it was a fancy restaurant where there's no door to go into the bathroom. It just, you just kind of turn a corner, you walk in. And I could hear the waiters outside and food service, and I wanted to get one of them to come in and help me because I couldn't get up off the toilet because of my knees. My knees are shot. After years of running and skiing and all that, my knees are shot. And so I can't stand, and I knew that the men's bathroom, the toilets would be higher. So the toilet should have been higher. And so personally, I'm a little reluctant on what kind of changes. Yes, I would like some tampon dispensaries. That would help. But honestly, the only change I really need is in, if I have served on a Navy sub, I just want to make sure I have a poster of Michael Fassbender I can put up there. Other than that, I'm good. Anyway, they say with women now serving aboard submarines, Electric Boat is designing what will be the first Navy subs built specifically to accommodate female crew members. So they're doing obvious things, such as adding more doors and washrooms to create separate sleeping and bathing areas for men and women to give them more privacy, which makes sense. You know, you need to, you know, men, they can just shower in front of each other. They don't have to, but, you know, now you have women in the mix. We're going to have different showers. Plus, women don't like to shower in front of other women either. All right? Everybody thinks, you know, because of all the movies, oh, yeah, girls like to shower. No way. I hated in gym when I had to take a shower when other people were there. I didn't want other people's splash. That was really, really hard. You're taking a shower next to somebody, and they are washing off their dirt onto you, you know? And if they have their period and stuff, so women don't like showering with other women. We just don't. We would rather have our own area where things are, you know, think about it. And I'm sure guys don't like that either, but guys don't think about that like women do. Because women have more, substances we have to wash off, so to speak. All right, so, well, maybe not more. All right, we got to keep it clean. You guys know what I'm talking about. So they're going to add more doors and washrooms. They're also going to make more subtle modifications that may not have been in everyone's periscope when the Navy admitted women to this service. For example, they are lowering some overhead valves and making them easier to turn. Oh, come on. You guys did not have to make valves easier to turn for us women. Okay, this is where I got to stand up and I got to say, oh, hell to the no. Okay, do you see what they're doing? See what they're doing? What they're going to do is they're going to blame us women. If water starts to leak into the sub because the bolt had to be a little less tight for us ladies with our nails to be able to open it, you know, unscrew the bolt, they are going to blame the submarine sinking because we women had to have the valves a little easier to turn. Please, please. Look, we know how to use a wrench. And you know what the Navy doesn't realize is we women are keen. I mean, we are experts at getting a guy to do something for us. So you don't need to start loosening valves or bolts or anything like that. Okay, they're going to install steps in front of the triple-high bunk beds and stacked laundry machines. Yeah, women are a little shorter than men, so that's fine. They say the first vessel built with some of the new features, the future USS New Jersey, is expected to be delivered to the Navy in the year 2021. The Navy lifted its ban on women on subs back in 2010, starting with officers. About 80 female officers and roughly 50 enlisted women are now serving on subs, and their numbers are expected to climb into the hundreds over the next few years. They say for now, the Navy is retrofitting existing subs with extra doors, designating washrooms. Have you guys ever been on a sub? It's small. I don't know how they have enough room for the people they already have. I mean, let alone to add extra doors, to add extra, that's tough. And remember, they also have to make sure they have not only women's and men's, they also have to have those that don't identify with, you know, as a female or as a male, transgender. They need to have different types of bathrooms. So I'm not sure how this is gonna go, but subs have very little room as it is. They say about 80 female officers and roughly 50 enlisted women are now serving. Their numbers are expected to climb. Let me see here. They say Electric Boat in Groton, Connecticut is at work on a redesign of the Navy's Virginia-class fast attack subs and is developing a brand new class of ballistic missile submarines relying on body measurements for both men and women. They say we have a clean sheet of papers from the ground up. We'll optimize for both men and women. The Electric Boat officials have no immediate estimate of how much the modifications will cost. Submarines are always, let me see, as anyone who watches war movies knows, they say submarines are always turning valves, whether to operate machinery, redistribute water between tanks, or isolate part of a system. So the valves are going to be lower. There's also going to be an extension handle. Some will be easier to turn. Sailors will be able to connect their masts to the emergency air system at the side of passageways instead of overhead. Look, I think these are good. As a female, you know, if I served in the military, I would be very grateful that they would be, you know, accommodating me like this. So I think that's wonderful. But I do understand for those people going, you want to know what? It's just easier to have just all guys because this is so small. I get how easier it is. All right. But, you know, we need women in the military. So we might as well start from here on out making them co-ed. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's get to the phone line. Some of you have left messages when you've listened to the show at different times of the day. And let's see what you have for us. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm putting together a 6x8 greenhouse right now. I live in Colorado. And I've had some terrible issues. And I have a suspicion as to something that's going on in my body. So we do have a friend of ours that grows cannabis, and he is going to give me some clone plants, and I'm going to grow my own out here in my greenhouse, and then I'm going to make the oil. The oil is very good at fighting cancer. That's going to be my thing this summer, is I'm going to have my greenhouse just going with these plants. Anyway, that's my comment. You were talking about people hiding pot from their kids. Well, I was a smoker when I was young, for about 15 years when I was really young and going through college. I didn't hide it from my little boy. he was 3 years old one time and came in and had found my little box that I kept my stuff in. And he brought it to me and he said, "Mommy, will you smoke this and play with me?" I realized that when I were to smoke it, that I would become more lighthearted and, you know, not as stressed and just be able to sit down and play with my little boy, you know, with his toys and everything. So I just wanted to throw that in. But have a good afternoon. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, but I wish I could talk to you live. Wow. I think my kids would love me if I smoked pot, because I always rip them a new one. And I think that is so funny that it came in and asked you. I thank you for sharing that story. I mean, obviously, it's kind of sad that he, you know, kind of equated with you being more fun when you smoke. You know, that's a shame. You know, you want him to, you know, think that you're fun no matter what. So, you know, that's kind of something that we moms always kind of struggle with. Do we, you know, be who we are and they just go to daddy for the fun? Or do we do something to make ourselves more fun so the kids want to be with us? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But right now the kids are always like, "I'll go to dad. Oh, I'll go to dad. I'll go to dad." And I'm like, "But I'm not fun? What are you talking about?" I didn't know if I heard right. Did you say you were going to make the cannabis oil and sell it? I don't know if you're allowed to sell. Make sure you go through proper state channels. I don't want you getting in trouble for growing your own marijuana and then selling your own cannabis oil. But a lot of people have talked about cannabis oil and infusing it into their foods or making an incense out of it or, you know, using it for a variety of things. I met somebody today who chronic back pain. And he didn't want to take the narcotics. He didn't want to take the muscle relaxants. And so instead he chose smoking marijuana, and the marijuana works. But he said it's expensive. He says he spends close to $600 a month to smoke marijuana. That's a lot. That's expensive. That's a lot. That's an apartment. That's I don't know how much it costs. I can understand why people would grow it. I get that. People talk about, okay, well, you know, we have marijuana, and we're getting more and more data, so it's very, very exciting. You know, now that marijuana is becoming more legal, and again, I have been for the legalization of marijuana. However, that has been a very, very cautious, okay, campaign on my end, because I'd like the infrastructure set up first within communities that have it, and I would like more data. Okay, we know it's very, very addictive. We know it can manipulate a child's growth, you know, in terms of their brain development. There's been some links with heart disease and stroke. So, you know, we need to be cautiously campaigning for this, and we need to be ready. But states are just, you know, like wildfire trying to get this legalized because there's a lot of money in it. There's a lot of demand. It's very politically popular these days. But when you ask somebody that smokes marijuana for pain control, it's not as easy as it sounds to those of us that don't smoke. You know, we're nervous that we're not going to be able to get pain medicines later, and pain medicines are going to be almost impossible to get. And when you do get pain medicines, it's not going to be enough. So we're scared to death that we're not going to be able to have an option to control our pain. So we've been saying very freely, don't worry, marijuana will be legalized, so we'll all go to marijuana. Which, and I'm just as guilty as thinking the same thing. You know, hopefully marijuana is legalized, so if we can't unfortunately get pain medications, there's something out there for us. But what we don't understand is how that's not a very easy process in and of itself. In states that legalize marijuana, you can't have boatloads of it. You aren't really supposed to sell it to each other or pass it around. I don't know if you could have a greenhouse of marijuana plants. From what I understand in my state, the only time you could grow marijuana, correct me if I'm wrong, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, is if you live miles away from a dispensary and you could only have a couple plants. Yay high. You can't have, you know, a greenhouse worth. So if somebody is in chronic pain, they're going to need a lot more than what those couple of little plants could offer. And it's really that expensive. Marijuana, $600 a month for somebody's, you know, habit if they're in pain. So how easy is marijuana? How easy of a substitute or a go-to is legalized marijuana? It may not be as easy as you think. Right? And, you know, mind you, because we are really starting to restrict how narcotics are being prescribed and how people are having a much harder time getting them, there's going to be a lot of innocent people in pain not being able to get access to pain medicines. Many of my listeners have already told me stories of the pharmacist saying, sorry, we're out, or no, I can't fill that prescription, or, I mean, you know, you go in with a prescription, everybody looks at you like a drug dealer. You know, there's already this big stigma attached. Right? And it's getting harder and harder. There's already a database. You are put in a database whenever you have a controlled substance. So there's, you know, you're being watched. The government knows. You know, people don't want that. Yet you can walk into a dispensary, you know, wear a hoodie maybe so nobody sees your face, maybe pay cash, and there's a private way for you to deal with your pain. I don't know what the answer is. And, but, you know, we need to emphasize that for those people that don't smoke, that live in a state that doesn't have legalized marijuana, once it gets legalized, it doesn't mean the process is super easy. It doesn't mean you could have marijuana all the time. Recreational marijuana, right, is considered the once in a blue moon use. And for recreational marijuana, that's, you know, what a lot of people like. That's what a lot of people are voting for. But for those of you going, look, this is going to have to substitute for pain medicines. It's going to be more difficult. Now, alcohol is very easy to get. So I believe at some point in time, marijuana is going to be very, very easy to get. But I also foresee there are going to be a lot of problems in terms of accidents, in terms of drivers under the influence, in terms of worker accidents. In terms of, you know, you can't, you know, drive a truck and smoke marijuana, even if it's illegal. You're not allowed to hold your CDL license if you smoke marijuana. You can't fly a plane. You're not supposed to do surgery if you smoke marijuana. So we're going to have a lot of those issues. Now, right now, we do the honor system. Okay, well, we hope our pilots don't drink alcohol before they fly. All right, we hope a surgeon doesn't drink alcohol before they operate. Now, there's ways to test, and there's been a lot of suggestions that we do alcohol breathalyzer tests on surgeons before they walk into a operating room, on pilots before they get into the cockpit. Okay? But what about marijuana? Marijuana could be in the system for a month. If somebody had a joint 2 weeks ago on their vacation, are they still allowed to operate? Marijuana that was from 2 weeks prior probably is not going to affect somebody's driving, somebody's flying ability, somebody's surgical skills. But it's in the system. And so you see from a legal standpoint, that could be an absolute mess. What happens if somebody, you know, needs somebody, I guess, you know, can't grow any more plants? And, or one of their plants dies. And I'm not sure how it works in terms of, you know, getting another plant or plant another plant. I think it's however many plants you have at one time. And let's say you help them with the seeds, or let's say, you know, I mean, are you going to get in trouble? The infrastructures are still not in place, such that there's a lot of questions. You know, what are we doing with kids and secondhand marijuana exposure? I told you, I was in that hotel room. And somebody was smoking a couple floors above me, and it got into the room, and I was buzzing. So what do we do about our kids who were smoking next to? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I just learned of a friend of mine who has died. I can't believe this. A doctor in town who we were close to, a wonderful man, unfortunately just passed. And I apologize. My voice shakes a little bit. Just every time I'm on air, I get news that somebody I'm close to dies. I think I want to just shut off the microphone. I'm sure many of you guys would love me to shut off the microphone, but I just, it's horrible. This has been a very, very rough year. Let's go to your emails, okay? Isaac writes, how far back does sexual harassment go? I mean, really. He says, if we were in college and said something at a party, is our career over? Now, what Isaac is referring to is Bill O'Reilly. Sounds like reports are coming out that Bill O'Reilly is done at Fox News as Rupert Murdoch is pressured, or has been pressured, I guess, by his sons James and Lockwood to let him go. He is on vacation right now in the Vatican meeting Pope Francis, from what we understand. And either Eric Bolling, Dana Perino, or Tucker Carlson may replace O'Reilly. I thought Tucker Carlson was replacing Megyn Kelly, so I'm not really sure what's going on. But Bill O'Reilly is on vacation with his son. I guess he had just signed a multi-year contract worth over $20 million a year. And there has been multiple accusers saying that they were victims of sexual harassment. One of the latest is when he referred to a woman as hot chocolate. And there are multiple other, I guess, accusations. I guess the report claimed that close to $13 million had been paid to five women who accused O'Reilly of inappropriate behavior in the workplace. Rachel Whitley, Bernstein, Andrea Macris, Rebecca Gomez-Diamond, Laura Dew, and Juliet Huddy. I guess five women had been allegedly paid by the network after making accusations against the host. And Macris' lawsuit had made headlines when it was settled back in 2004 for a formerly undisclosed sum. So Isaac's asking, how many years back does this, does sexual harassment go? Well, in this case, it was settled back in 2004. I guess the network settled for an undisclosed sum. Over the weekend, however, it was revealed to be $9 million. She claims she had been sexually harassed by O'Reilly and detailed their phone sex conversations in which he allegedly listed off his female conquests. O'Reilly had also allegedly detailed a sex fantasy he had about Macris using, the loofah thing in the shower. And then I guess there were some other comments that just kind of, you know, make you sick. He said O'Reilly called Macris one night to inform her he was watching porn and then began to engage in, fantasy. Okay, I don't want to go into all the details here. This is coming from, Daily Mail. And I don't want to talk about that. But what I want to talk about, though, is sexual harassment and what constitutes as that. Okay? I have no idea if he was in a relationship with this person, but lots of people have phone sex. Okay? If it's not somebody you're in a relationship with, yes, that could be construed as sexual harassment. But let's kind of review what is sexual harassment. Sexual harassment is when the behavior is not wanted by one or either side. Okay? Legal Match talks about quid pro quo sexual harassment. That's legally recognized. I guess quid pro quo sexual harassment occurs when an employee gets on the promotion track or even gets to keep his or her job based on if the employee submitted to or rejected sexual advances or other types of inappropriate sexual comments. For example, if a supervisor were to tell an employee that she would be more likely to be promoted if she dressed sexier, that would be considered quid pro quo sexual harassment. So if, let's say, somebody comes to your office going, why was I passed up? And the supervisor, I don't make the decisions, upper management does. Yeah, but they picked her instead of me. Why? Well, maybe it's because of the way she dresses. Boom. That's sexual harassment. You can't even go there as a supervisor. You can't even talk about it. If an employee decides to submit to a sexual advance or comment, it does not necessarily mean that the employee is then barred from ever making a complaint. If the employee should change her mind, she can still complain against the supervisor who made the comment. So let's say this happened with, was it Paula Deen? Where she's making jokes, everybody's laughing, but what she said was, I don't want to use the word harassing, maybe racist. And and years later, the people that were in the room said, no, I was uncomfortable by that. I didn't think it was funny. Now, I don't know who laughed. I don't know if they laughed. I don't know if they stood in a corner going, this is ridiculous. But years later, people can say, no, that did happen. And I was not in a position where I could say something. That happens a lot in jobs, where you feel like you can't say something. And then finally you're able to. So that's why these laws are there for a reason, because a lot of people don't feel like they could say something. That happened, you know, for decades in, you know, offices where women had to be subjected to constant sexual harassment, and they were afraid of saying something because they would lose their job. Now, what about hostile environment and sexual harassment? This is where it's very easy for anybody to get in trouble. This is where a coworker or supervisor makes comments that could be considered, I don't want to use the word harassment because that's what it's considered, harassment. But let's say you tell a dirty joke. You make a gesture. Like you give somebody the bird at work and somebody else sees it. That is considered hostile environment, sexual harassment. If somebody says, oh, you know, that dress looks really good. It makes your boobs look really perky. That you can't say that. Even if, you know, you think she's going to love that because, you know, she's been really worried about her physique. And you think she'll love that you said that. No. I remember standing up in class years ago. And I guess when I stood up, my shadow was blocking the overhead projector. And one of the students said, well, you sit down, your boobs are, you know, I can't see around your boobs. And I did. I was like, sorry, my bad. Okay, that technically is harassing. So, you know, a lot of the things that I guess might have been said years ago, that's enough to, you know, put you down in a lawsuit nowadays. Now, mind you, okay, you know, I understand that people have been talking to each other like that for years, all right? A lot of people have hated that kind of talk. Other people have thought it was fine. But flipping somebody off, having a, showing somebody a naked picture of, let's say, like, for example, years ago when the Pamela Dean Anderson video in Lake Mead was surfacing around, I think she had a sex video or whatever, all right, if anybody was looking at that, all right, on break, at work, on their lunch hour, and somebody at work saw them look at it, boom, that's a hostile environment, sexual harassment. If the employer was aware or should have been aware of the sexual harassment and did not take action to discipline the offender, correct the situation, the employer is liable as well. There's also non-direct harassment. They say sometimes third parties who were not directly the target of sexual harassment could bring a claim due to the offender's inappropriate actions. If a third party does not get a promotion she rightfully deserved because another employee submitted to sexual harassment or was promoted because of it, the third party has a right to lodge a complaint. So if you think somebody slept their way to the top, or, and you got overlooked because you didn't have sex, that could be non-direct harassment. So, this again comes from Legal Match. There's a variety of other sources out there. But to answer Isaac's question, I don't know what the answer is. If you did something in your past, yes, it could be brought up against you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history of physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're being told about frog mucus, and our next flu medicine could come from frog mucus. Yum! Scientists from Emory University appear to have discovered an antimicrobial peptide on the skin of Hydrophalanx bahuvistara, a species of frog native to southern India. What they found could treat a relentless scourge of humankind that comes many as half a million people around the world each year. Melissa Healy. She really knows how to write. She's from the LA Times. So, Hydrophalanx bahuvisceri is the frog. The film of secretions that protects the frog's skin from deadly pathogens has a string of amino acids that completely destroys a wide swath of influenza A viruses. But it doesn't hurt human healthy red blood cells. The discovery was reported yesterday in the journal Immunity. It's going to face many hurdles, obviously, before it becomes an actual flu treatment. But I guess its novelty is a potential source of strength against flu viruses that have begun to develop resistance to existing antiviral medications. Each strain of the flu is named for its particular combination of surface proteins. Remember we talked about the H1N1? Like the H1N1, which was the swine flu that made us all sick in 2009. Basically, that's based on the two surface proteins, the hemagglutinin, and there's about 18 of them, and the neuraminidase, where there's about 11. And the most common form of seasonal flu is the H1N1. H1 hemagglutinin and the N1 version of the neuraminidase. So, in laboratory experiments, the frog peptide wiped out every type of H1N1 flu that was tested. Now, there's also H3N2. There's a variety of other different flus based on their hemagglutinins, based on their proteins, their surface proteins. But so far when they tested it with H1N1, it rocked. Now, I remember I got sick about May of 2009, and my whole family got sick, and we were like, what the hell is going on? This isn't even flu season. And that was bad. And humans had limited immunity. The only people that were immune were the ones who suffered from H1N1 back in the 1950s. So many who were in high school at the time and got the flu then and survived it had already some innate immunity against it. So we don't really have good weapons against the flu. We have Tamiflu. We have Amanidine. We have certain viral antivirals that we could use, but we don't have a lot of them. And so, I guess the Emory team has dubbed this virus-killing peptide Urumin. I guess it comes from Urumi, the deadly three-pronged ribbon sword used by skilled practitioners of Kerala Kalari Payat, sometimes called the mother of all martial arts. And the discovery is, I guess, a reminder of the preserving biodiversity as a source of inspiration for human health. Basically, what it means is, that these Kalari warriors originate from the same province of southern India as the native habitat of the frog. So basically what we need to do is go to nature. When we have problems fighting things that are killing us off, we need to go to our brethren, our nature brethren, and our frogs. Okay, rather than kissing a frog, maybe we just need their skin. Lead study author Joshi Jacob wondered if the frog mucus might also contain peptides that can neutralize viruses that attack humans, so they start to scream, and that's how they came up with it. Very, very cool. Now, this Urumin neutralized dozens of flu strains, even those that circulated in 1934 up to modern ones, so they tested it on a variety. And let me see if there's anything else on that. No, I think that's good enough. All right, so we're good with the frogs. Everybody good with that? Okay, let's move on. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. While we're on infectious disease, leprosy, plague, gout, etc. Right now, the World Health Organization is on track to meet its goals to control, eliminate, or eradicate sleeping sickness, Chagas disease, and other ancient illnesses by the year 2020. So they want to eliminate those within 3 years. At Wednesday's Global Partners meeting in Geneva, the World Health Organization recognized the goals set forth in the Neglected Tropical Diseases Roadmap and the achievements of the past decade. 1 billion people were treated in 2015 for neglected tropical diseases. They could blind you, maim you, disfigure you, debilitate you, etc. And in 2016, only 25 people worldwide were infected with guinea worm disease, or Dracune coliasis. It's a parasitic infection transmitted by contaminated drinking water. More than 60%, or 114 million people, received treatment for river blindness, or onchocerciasis, which is a parasitic disease transmitted by black flies. So by 2013, 2030, I apologize, 2030, neglected tropical diseases they are hoping could be a part of history, according to Dr. Dirk Ingels, who is director of the World Health Organization Neglected Tropical Diseases Department. In general, he says, I could say there's a lot of progress being made. So, when you have rural areas, urban slums, conflict zones, quote-unquote, these are the most at risk. And a lot of these bugs, unfortunately, flourish in places where you have inadequate hygiene, sanitation, etc., poor housing. So in 2007, a group of global partners convened at the World Health Organization and agreed to tackle these neglected tropical diseases together. Then a year later, the World Health Organization published its plan, 2008, to combat neglected tropical diseases. Plus, London declared, made a declaration on neglected tropical diseases. So you have a lot of people saying, you want to know what, we are going to be on it. What about lymphatic filariasis? It's on the list. All right. Lymphatic filariasis, also called elephantitis, it's a mosquito-borne infection that causes abnormal enlargement of the limbs and genitalia. Apparently, a total of 556 million people received preventative treatment for elephantitis since the initiative began. So, So, African trypanosomiasis, or sleeping sickness, is a parasitic infection spread by tsetse flies. That's on the list. Chagas disease, which could progress from no symptoms to heart inflammation, that's an infection transmitted by contaminated food, insects, and a variety of other sources. With Chagas disease, we screen blood for Chagas disease to make sure you don't get it. Visceral leishmaniasis attacks the internal organs. Cutaneous leishmaniasis causes facial ulcers, etc. So they want to get rid of the leishmaniasis as well. I apologize. So we have a lot of work to do. Excuse me, especially with me and the hiccups. Schistosomiasis, we've talked on this show. It's a larval worm infection transmitted by contact with infested water. Also, trachoma. Remember, you couldn't enter the United States through Ellis Island if you had trachoma. Trachoma was an infection of the eye that would be spread. It was the world's leading infectious cause of blindness. It has been eliminated as a public health problem in Oman, Morocco, Mexico. Over the past 10 years. And I guess these trachoma patients, again, you could not enter the United States if you had trachoma. So we've been able to make huge, huge advancements on that. So we'll keep you guys posted. I think this is awesome. You know, leprosy, you don't really see much anymore, even though it still exists. You know, smallpox has been eradicated. So we're making good work. Somebody that gets really kudos is Dad of the Year. Apparently his daughter in Utah wet herself accidentally at school. And he had to collect his daughter who was crying at school. So he kind of did a Billy Madison move where he sprayed water on his pants to make it look like he peed on himself. He said he was heartbroken after hearing about his daughter Valerie's embarrassment, splashed some water on his pants before leaving the house. He reportedly arrived at the school's front office and asked Valerie if he could borrow her backpack to cover up his own accident. I know, the school's probably like, what is wrong with their bladders? Anyway, the sister decided to put it all over Twitter and Facebook, and he's a hero. And the little girl's smiling, and she's got the coolest dad. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.